Today's Shiur is Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Beis, on the Beis, five lines from the bottom. We had learned the Mishnah in our previous Shiur that had taught us the Arbavas Nazikin, the four categories of Nazikin. The Gemara had immediately suggested if they're Ovis, there must be Taldas. And the Gemara wanted to know if Taldas same Kiyotz Behen or Taldas same Lav Kiyotz Behen. Do the Taldas of the Ovis of Nazikin have the same halacha as the others was not? Because as the Gemara taught us, we have different precedents in Shas. By Shabbos, the others and the Toldos are the same. By Tumah, the others and the Toldos are not the same. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to know, and what is the halacha? The Gemara wanted to know by others, by others malachas. So the Gemara said, Rapapa taught us, sometimes they're the same, and sometimes they're not the same. So the Gemara is trying to identify when is it the same and when is it not the same. The Gemara proved that Karen is not the case where they are the same. So Gemara says, Ella told the Karen to Karen, as we just said. The Toldos of Karen have the same halacha as Karen. And Kikam Rapapa, when did Rapapa say that the Toldos are not the same as the others? He says it regarding Shane Varegel, the Ovis Nazikin of Shane Varegel. So ask the Gemara, firstly, Shane Varegel Hechik Siva. Where in the Torah do we learn about Shane Varegel? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya. The Pasuk says, Kiyave is Sada Cherem, Vashilach Espiroi, Ubir Bestei Acher, Mate of Sadeh or Mate of Kama Yishalim. Says the Gemara, Vashilach. So suggests the Braisa that Vashilach refers to the Av Nazikin of Regel, the Kena Oimer, and so does the Pasuk say in Yeshaya, be Meshalche Regel, Hashor V'chamor. The Pasuk says, Ashrechem Zorei Komayim, Meshalche Regel, Hashor V'chamor. The Pasuk over there refers to the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi explains that Ashrechem Yisrael, that you are wonderful. And just like when somebody plants and uses water, and then he is able to cut what he planted, you too will reap the benefit of your wonderful actions, and you will send your animals to be able to work in the field of the where you planted, and then your donkey will come and bring what you planted home. You're going to receive reward for your wonderful actions. And when the Pasuk says the word beer, says the Braisa means shame, the animal eating, as we will discuss soon. That the shame is called tumai, open. And the reason why the shame has the name of Golo, Rashi gives two possible explanations. One explanation is because the teeth are sometimes revealed and sometimes not revealed, one pshat. And the other pshat is that golol is the waste that comes out of the animal's body, which all comes obviously from eating. Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, says that golol means marble, and the teeth are similar to the stone, to the marble stone. So now we have two psukim that teach us the concept. We have two psukim that teach us the concept of the shein and regel. Amar, so the Gemara delves into this. Vishilach, as we just said, Vishilach refers to regel. V'kenuay mishalchi regel ashav v'chamah. Says the Gemara, Tama, the reason we're saying that regel is learned from the pasuk of Vashilach as Biroi, the Kasa Rachman, because the Torah uses the words Meshalchi regel Ashav v'chamor. Halav hachi, ask the Gemara, if we didn't have that pasuk of Meshalchi regel Ashav v'chamor, halav hachi, how would we explain Vashilach as Biroi? Says the Gemara, Ig b'keren, if we're going to say that it's referring to keren, ksiv. Keren is already taught in the Torah, as we learned in our previous shiur. The pasuk says, the chiyigayf sher ish. V'i shein, ksiv. The Torah says, shein will be, so how else would we explain that pasuk? Because the pasuk of b'steyacher speaks about shein. Itzrich answers the Gemara. We still need a pasuk to teach us. We still need the pasuk m'shalchi regel to help us understand that v'shilach as b'iroi means regel. Sakadat chamina, because we would say that both the pasuk of v'shilach u'b'ir and u'b'ir are talking about shein. But the question is, why would we need two pasukim to teach us the same concept? Says the Gemara, ha'mechali kalina, one is referring when the animal consumed everything that was growing. Ha deloy mechali kana, if it didn't consume everything, it was growing, and therefore it'll grow back. Kamashmon, that we would say that, and therefore we'd say we need two psukim, one for where everything was consumed, and one for when everything was not consumed. So the question, of course, is, why would we say that if it wasn't completely consumed, why would we say that if it wasn't completely consumed, you would not be chayiv? And only because I have a pasuk that teaches us that if it's completely consumed, then are you chayiv? So Tosfos asked that question. And Tosfos has a wonderful approach to this question. Tosfos says that what happened was, they used to plant the row or whatever thing that was growing. And what happened was that they would cut it. Because if they cut it, it would grow again. And it would grow again and grow even better. And if that's the case, if it would grow again and it would grow better, so when I cut the first row, I really didn't do any damage. I did something which is good. I made it grow better. And therefore, maybe I would think, in those circumstances, I would not be chayiv. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us. That's why we would need 2 second psukim. So ask the Gemara. So hash to the kimna regel. But now says the Gemara that we said the v'shilach does refer to regel. So ask the Gemara in the case the loy mechali karna menolon. So how do we know both cases where the animal ate that you chayiv? Answers the Gemara, do me the regel, because we compare shein to regel. My regel, when we speak about regel, loishto mechali kana v'loishto lo mechali kana, it doesn't make a difference if it consumes or doesn't consume. You pay for what damage you did. Av shein, there's no reason to differentiate between mechali kana v'loishto lo mechali kana v'loishto lo mechali kana. But now Gemara has now introduced a new concept. And that is, we would think that by loy mechali kana, yechayiv, because you didn't really, especially according to the pshat that Tosfos just introduced, because you really didn't cause any monetary damage, because he anyway wanted and would have cut that grass. So I saw a very interesting shaila that many poskim discuss. There's a painting. There's a painting that a painter, a famous painter, painted, and there were only 2 pictures left in the world painted by that artist. And each picture, for the sake of this conversation, is worth $1,000. What happened now is that somebody destroyed one of those pictures. So, learning our Masechta, it ought to be an easy situation. He destroyed something that's worth $1,000. He should have to pay $1,000. But something very interesting just happened. What just happened is that because now we only have 1 painting left from that artist, the remaining painting went up to be cost $2,000. And obviously it's the same person that owns the paintings. So at the end of the day, let's think about it. On one hand, I destroyed a painting that's worth $1,000. So I should be chayiv. On the other hand, I didn't really cause this victim a monetary damage of $1,000, because his other painting went up to $2,000. What would be the halacha? Am I chayiv to pay for the $1,000 or not? And the Paiskim, the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, and I saw that Chishuke Chemed have the same question. Use our Gemara as an example. Because our Tosfos just explained that even though in our case, when the animal cut the grass, ate the grass, he didn't really cause damage because he would have anyway have cut the grass. Why would he anyway cut the grass? And the Rashba explains this. Because if I leave the grass without being cut, the grass is worth $50 when I cut it. But if I cut it and let a new crop grow up, that new crop will be worth $100. So really, cutting or damaging the grass really didn't cost the victim anything, because he got the grass now is worth $100 that he lost 50 when it was cut, but now he has 100, which he wouldn't have had at that case. Still, the Gemara says Yechayiv, but it's not really the same, says the Mishpatei Torah. The reason the two cases are not really the same is in the case where the picture was destroyed and the other picture now goes up in value, both pictures exist in the world. Since both pictures exist in the world, the moment the first picture is damaged, the second picture goes up in value. Here, when the grass is cut, yes, the cutting of the grass makes that the second crop of grass will be that much better, but at the end of the day, that new grass isn't here. And since that grass is not here, so therefore I did some damage to grass that exists, and what will be, but it doesn't happen now. But here, the other picture is already in existence. By damaging this first picture, immediately the second picture went up, and therefore maybe I should not be chayiv. But really, he says, the way to look at this question is somewhat differently. He says, the damage was done to the picture. Yes, the other picture went up in value. But how does the halacha look at that situation that the second picture went up in value? It isn't that I caused directly that the second picture should go up. The second picture went up because it happens to be the only picture left in the world from that artist. So all I am is really a grummer. So, and the halacha is, this is going to be halacha in Hilchus, and in Hilchus Nezikin that we'll have very often, that a grummer ben Nezikin, if I do something which is only causes something to happen, but I did not actually do it, that's called Grumma ben Nezakin, and Grumma ben Nezakin is potter. But Grumma goes both ways. It goes in the direction that I just described, that if I did not cause direct damage, it's called Grumma ben Nezakin, and therefore since it's called Grumma ben Nezakin, I won't be chayif. But also, if my profit that I created here was a grummer, I also will not be considered that I didn't cause damage. Moreover, he suggests, at the end of the day, I caused damage, and specifically, if it was a person that caused the damage, we're going to have this concept very, very often in our Masechta, the concept of other mood loylem. So whether I intended to make damage, whether I did not intend to make damage, the halacha views it that what I did was deliberate because of the halacha of the mood loylem. So this person deliberately damaged the other person's picture. Yes, it went up in value. But even though it went up in value, it doesn't change that what I did was wrong. And since what I did was wrong, I have to be held responsible. I have to be held responsible for what I did, and I have to pay the $1,000 that I did damage to, even though it will ultimately cause that this person will now have the second picture that goes up in value, and therefore he will really have gained by what I did. It doesn't make a difference. The damage I did is done. Omamar, says the Gemara, we learned, Ubir Zuashem, the Ken Oimakashi Yavara Gola Tumai. As we explained earlier, that The word Shein, particularly the word, because of the word Gilui, and as Rashi said, that the teeth are example of something that's sometimes revealed and sometimes not revealed. That's why the word Kashiyavar HaGolol makes most sense. The Torah Pashas for Lech Lecha says that Avram Avinu said to Sarah, Imri Noach Choysiat, V'choysa Nafshi B'Gloylech. He was worried what Avimelech may do to him. And he said, say you're my sister, not my wife. V'choysa Nafshi B'Gloylech. And the Targum in that Pasuk says, V'tevzkayim Nafshi B'Bezgamaychu. So the Mepharshim ask, the word B'Gloylech, B'Bezgamaychu means by what you said. So Mepharshim asked, what is the connection between Beglolech and your words? So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer, Daf Ala Daf. Now that we've said that Beglolech means the teeth, it refers to the mouth, so that's why the Targum could say that Beglolech is very much connected to what you said. Because as we just learned, Glolech means the mouth, the teeth. Says the Gemara, Tama, the reason we're explaining that the Pasuk Gobi Abistay Acher refers to the Shein, because as we quoted the Pasuk, Kashivara Gola Atumai, Halav Hachi, were we not to have that Pasuk, but my Kumnala, asked the Gemara, how would we have explained that Pasuk of Kashivara of Ubir? Ibe Karen, we couldn't say it's talking about Karen, because as we said earlier, there's already a different pasuk that speaks about Karen. E regel, there's another pasuk. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. Salkadat chamini idi v'idi a regel. We would have said that both the pasuk of Shilach and Bia are regel. But the question is, why would we need two psukim to teach us the mazik of regel? The hod ozma meila. One pasuk is when the animal went on its own. For hod shluche shluche. And the other pasuk refers to a situation where the owner sent the animal. Kamash Malon, that's why we have to say, no, that both, one pasuk is Shein, and one pasuk is Regel. So ask the Gemara, but it is a decent question. It is a question. Why don't we say that both psukim are talking about Regel? Ask the Gemara, Hashta Deuki HaShein, now that we said that the pasuk of Beer is talking about Shein, so we only know the case of Regel, when the owner deliberately sent the animal. If the owner sent the animal, we could well understand why the owner should be held responsible. But in the case, the Ozum Memela, if the animal went on its own, Menolon, from where indeed would we know that the owner should be held responsible? Answers the Gemara, because Regel and Shein travel together. Dumri the Shein. Ma Shein, when we speak about Shein, Loishnot, it doesn't make a difference. Shluchei, Loishnot, it doesn't make. What is the responsible of responsibility? What is the mazik of Shein built on? That the animal ate. It doesn't make a difference if he was sent to eat or he wasn't sent to eat. Loishnot, Shluchei, Shluchei, Loishnot, it doesn't make. Af Regel, when we speak about Regel, Loishnot, Shalchei, Shluchei, Loishnot, it doesn't make. It shouldn't make a difference, and you don't need to have two separate psukim. Ask the Gemara, V'lichta Rechmana V'shilich, ask the Gemara, why do we have to have two psukim? Let the Torah have just said the word V'shilich, V'loi by beer, and not use the word beer altogether, and the Mashma Regel, a Mashma Shein. As we're learning now, that pasuk could be interpreted both ways. If that pasuk could be interpreted both ways, why? Mashma Shein. Mashma regel, the ksim shalchi regel shavu chamor. So we see the word v'shilech is related to regel. Or mashma shein, the ksim shein behem, it's a shalch behem. So why do I need two subsukim? Answers the Gemara, ilav kro yusera, if I wouldn't have had two psukim, have amina oiha oiha. I would have said that the pasuk is referring to only one of these two mazukim. Either regel, what makes regel more of a mazik? Hazekim Matsui, it's much more common. Or Shein, I would say, refers to Shein, the Yeshanol Hazeka, that the animal enjoys what it eats. And therefore, we could say it means both. Says the, that's why I wouldn't know what to do with the Pasuk. So ask the Gemara just the opposite. Michti, Shkulenhein. Shein, the Pasuk is easily, they're both understood to be Mazikin, because they both have in them a reason to call them a mazik. A regel, because it's more common, as we just said, or shein, because the animal enjoys what it eats. So ask the Gemara, if they're both equal, yovah shnayim. Says the Gemara, then when the pasuk can mean both, and we don't have a reason to prefer or to explain that it refers to one or the other, then the halacha is yovah shnayim. We should learn both of them. Because if not, haimanayim afkis. What is the pasuk, which is the one we're going to exclude? So the Rashba asks, don't we have a rule, sofik mimona lekula? When we have a sofik by din and mamnas, we're always legal, we're always lenient. So here we don't know what to do with the pasuk, and since we don't know what to do with the pasuk, shouldn't we say that the pasuk means both, means neither? Says the Rashba, that is not an option. We can't say the pasuk means neither, because there is a pasuk in the Torah, a very clear pasuk in the Torah that says that this is a mazik. So we can't just say it doesn't mean either. And since it has to mean something, and we don't have a reason to say it means one more than the other, we're going to say it means both. Answer the Gemara, itzrach. We still need to have two psukim. Because if we only had one pasuk, sakadat chamina, I would say that when are you chai for shame v'regel, only hecha d'shluch eshluch, when the person, the owner of this animal, sent the animal out. But in a case of Oslam Mamela, when the animal did not go out by itself, loy, I would think that you're not chayiv. That's why Kamash Malon, that you have to have two psukim, one for when the animal went on its own, and one for when you sent it. So now what we've accomplished is we know that Shane and Regal are both mazikim, and we know from, and we also know how the Torah got there. Ask the Gemara, told of the Shane Mahi, what is the told of Shane? Says the Gemara, Nusach b'kois la'nosa, if an animal rubbed itself next to a wall because it had an itch, and the animal fell, and the wall fell, or tinfapeyos la'nosa, it rolled on the animal, on the fruit, and that caused the fruit to get ruined, and you're responsible, says the Gemara. So these are all toldos to Shane. Shane is when the animal ate the fruit, and the tolda is these cases. So ask the Gemara, Mashna Shane, what makes Shane into an al? What is the characteristic of Shane? The Yesh HaNoel HaZeker, the animal enjoys what it's doing. U'memaincha, you own the animal. V'shmiras Olach, and you have a responsibility to take care of the animal. So says the Gemara, the toldos have the exact same has properties as the av. Haninami yesh hanol azaykun or memanish shmiras Olach. So why would I say that the told of Shane? Why should Shane be the place that the told is different than the av? Says the Gemara, correct. Told of the Shane, k'shane. We have to indeed come to the conclusion that the told of the Shane is the Shane. And what the Gemara now suggests is the key come Rapapa. When did Rapapa say that sometimes the toldus of an av, a mazik, is not like the av? It's by regal. But before we go further, the reason why we just explained these toldus are toldus is because in these cases, the animal had hanor. As Rashi explains, that the animal, by rolling over them, as horses and donkeys often do, have enjoyment. The Tosfos Shantz, quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, that the animal walked on the fruit, the case here is that the animal walked on the fruit to cool itself on a hot day. The Rach explains that the animal relieved itself on the fruit. So even though the animal doesn't derive any pleasure from specifically relieving itself on fruit, it's still considered hanol azeka, it's considered damage done for pleasure, since the animal was feeling discomfort till it relieved itself. So that's why it's considered hanol azeka. Tosfos Shantz disagrees with the Rach. He says, even if we'll say that an animal relieving itself is considered pleasurable, but the fruit has nothing to do with that pleasure. In order to be considered a told of shame, says the Tosfos Rosh, the animal had to have pleasure from the damaged property. The best example is the animal ate the fruit, so it enjoyed the fruit. The Rach, obviously, who disagrees with Tosfos Shantz, says that deriving pleasure from the damaged property is not what makes shame. He says that the defining characteristic of shame is damage caused by the animal's quest to have pleasure. When the animal causes damage while seeking enjoyment, even though it's not getting direct enjoyment from what it damaged, that is enough to be considered shame. We have a very fundamental machlokes. In order to be considered shame, do you have to have hanor from what you did damage, or from what you caused damage to, or is it enough that it had pleasure even though it didn't have direct pleasure? So I saw that there's an interesting question. The Torah, when it's Rabbi Yosef Engel asked this question, when the Torah says that we're allowed to do melacha on yontif, Torah speaks only about oichel nefesh. But as we learned the Masech Tebeya, the Gemara teaches us, just like the Torah says that you could do melacha letzorich oichel nefesh, if you have a need for what you're doing, then it's not considered a melacha. But the question is, it doesn't say so in the Torah. Where do we take that from? So he answers, we learn from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that what is the definition of shame, the av? The av of shame is that the animal ate the fruit and enjoyed the fruit that it ate. What is the tolda? Anything that involves pleasure. So he says that just like we find the concept of av and tolda by Isser, he says we find a similar concept of Avin told the Leheter. And if the Torah says that Oichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif, that's the Av. What's the Tolda? That it doesn't have to be benefit that you get that's Oichel Nefesh, but the Tolda is that any benefit that you have will be considered the Tolda of Oichel Nefesh and will therefore be Mutter on Yontif together with Oichel Nefesh being Mutter on Yontif. So now the Gemara says, Tolda the Regel Mahi. We know what Regel is. Now the Gemara wants to know what is the Tolda Regel. Says the Gemara, Zika Begufa Derech Halicha, as the animal was walking in the damage, Besara, with its Besara Derech Halicha, its hair got caught in something, Beshlif Shalel, it's carrying something, and it got caught with something, Beprumi Beshavapia, with something in its mouth, Bezug with Shabbatzavara, with the bell that's around its neck. These are all told of the regal. So ask the Gemara, Mishna regal, why? What makes an av regal? Dazik metzi, it's common, umemoncha, and the animal that did the damage belongs to you. Vishmaras alechan, you're responsible. So says the Gemara, all the toldos that we just identified are the exact same. Vihanami, all of these cases, hani nami, hazek metzi umemoncha vishmaras alecha. Says the Gemara, right, told of the regal karegal. So we're back to our question. When did Rapapa say that the toldas are not like the others? A told of the bar. Ask the Gemara, told of the bar, mind you. What is the example told of the bar? Ilay ma'av, that will say that the av is that to be considered a bar, it has to be 10 tfachim deep. And if somebody died in a bar who less than 10 tfachim deep, it's the person won't be held responsible. The person who made the bar will not be held responsible, because a bar that's not 10 tefachim deep is not really meant to kill. Tolda is tisha, that if somebody fell into a bar that's 9 tefachim deep, he'll be held responsible for any damage. Says the Gemara, let's think about this. Loit shik sivi, the Torah doesn't specifically say that a bar has to be 9 tefachim deep. V'loi asorik sivi. So why are you saying that 10 is a av and 9 is a tolda? Holy Kasha, says the Gemara, I'll tell you where it says. Hames Yeloi, Amar Rachmana. The Torah says that if an animal falls into the bar, the Torah speaks about what happens and the animal dies. So the Torah says, Hames Yeloi, the Kimelu Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan determined that a Sora Avdemisa, a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, causes death. tisha nezikin avdi, if it's night fachim deep, it could cause damage. However, misalai avdi, says the Gemara. So that's why we said the Torah speaks about a bar of 10. And the 9 is a toldo. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the psukim. Sov, ze avla misa, and ze avla nezikin, they're both avos. But for misa, it has to be 10 tefachim deep. And for nezakim, it has to be 9 tefachim deep. But it's not example it should not be considered an example of av and toldo. Ella, says the Gemara, so we're still looking for a case where we have a toldo, and the toldo will not have the same halacha as the av. Says the Gemara refers to av nesekinim asar, shenicham rishus rabim. It's speaking about a case where somebody left his stone, his knife, a package in the rishus rabim, veziku, and people tripped on them and got hurt. Ask the Gemara, hechidami, let's drill down and understand exactly what is being referred to here. Idaf gerinu, if the person had his objects, left them in the rishus rabim, so bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, both according to Rav and Shmuel, that's considered bor. Because what is bor? Bor means that somebody goes and digs a pit in the rishus rabim. It's not my property, but I went and I dug a pit in the rishus rabim, and I will be held responsible. So that should be no different than bor. Vida lefgerinu, if I wasn't mafger these objects that I left in the rishus rabim, ilishmudu amar, according to Shmuel, that says that anything that any damage that was caused by me leaving something and somebody stumbling is kulami bar lamadnu, all fall into the category of bar. So hainu bar. This is no different than bar. Vida l'rav, if we're going to follow the opinion of Rav, that anything that's left that way is going to be considered like a shor, because it's something that I'm responsible for, because it's my object, so then it's shor. So it's and has all the halachas of bor, but has the same or has the halacha of shor. So some Rishonim ask, how could Rav suggest that we should learn Avna Sakina Masar from shor? Shor is a living thing. Avna Sakina Masar are not the same thing. And that's why many Rishonim suggest that even Rav, who says we learn it from shor, doesn't mean that we learn it strictly from shor. Even Rav will agree that we learn it from a combination of shor and bor. The Bach disagrees. He says that avnei sekinim asoi, even though they're not living, but so why would we compare them to shor? The answer is, I put them down in Rosh Hashanah. And since I put them down in Rosh Hashanah, then I'm living. And that's why it's similar to shor. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so we're saying that it's according to Shmuel, and even according to Rav, certainly when he was mafgurit, it's a toldo a bar. So ask the Gemara, Maishna bar, shekent klos usiyos lanazik. A bar is meant to do damage. If you have a pit in the Rosh Hashanah, that does damage, it's yours. So the truth of the matter, Tosis points out, it's not yours. Because as we said, the case of bor is typically when you dug a pit in the Rishus Rabim. The Rishus Rabim is not yours. So Tosis, the way I understand Tosis is that Tosis says that there are certain things, Shnei Dvarim, Eina B'Rishus Shaladim, two things really don't belong to me. The cost of Asim B'Rishus, the Torah considers it mine. One is Bar B'Rishus Rabim, one is Chametz Pesach. So even though the Bar is in the Rishus Rabim, it's still that the Halacha gives it the status as it belongs to me, and that's why the Gemara could call him a Mincha. And therefore, since I dug this pit, Shmiras Alecha, I have the responsibility. Haninami, if I leave these objects in the Rishus Rabim, Tchilas Asiyos LaNezek, we know that they could cause damage. And you're responsible. So says the Gemara, El Tol of the Bar Kabar. The Tol of a Bar is treated like Bar. So says the Gemara, V'chi Kamer Rapapa. When Rapapa says that there's a case where the Tolda is not like the Av, what was he referring to? Tolda the Mava. So first ask the Gemara, my Nihu, what is Mava? If Meini, Il Shmuel, Dama Mava is a Shen. Shmuel says that Mava is Shane. So says the Gemara, Hukimna, we already in Amun Aleph established, she told the Shen Kishane, that the toldos of Shane are similar to Shane. V. Lerav, Dama Mava is a Odom, that he says that Mava means Odom Amazik. So ask the Gemara, my Ovis and my toldos is Bay, what is an Av and a toldo? The Chitema, if you'll say Av, the definition of Av is near, when I was up and I did damage. V'tolda is Yoshin, I was sleeping. Ask the Gemara V'tanan, haven't we learned that Adam Mu'ud L'Olam, a person is always responsible for any damage that he does, Bein Or Bein Yoshin, whether he's sleep, whether he's up or he's sleeping. So how would we say that the Av is different than the Tolda? Ella, says the Gemara, a kecha v'neyo. A person expelled saliva, a person expelled phlegm, and that went and did damage. Has the Gemara echidami. Exactly what is the case of that we're referring to? Iba hadi the klazli maski, as they were propelled, they did damage. So kecha hava, they're directly attributed to the person who expelled them. And since they're directly attributed to the person who expelled them, certainly he should be chayiv. V bosta neich, if after they came to rest on the floor, somebody fell on them, slipped on them. So that's example a bar. So and bar we already established a moment ago that bar is told that the bar is kabar. So Rashi explains that why. So El says the Gemara, before we go further, El told the Mava Kamava. The told the Mava Kamava. When did Rav say his Alocha? On told the Deish. So first the Gemara wants to establish, told the Deish, my Nihu. What is the told of Eish? Ilay ma'avna sakina ma'soy, shenichem b'reish gagoy. If somebody left a package on his roof, and then they were left in a way and in a place, that a ruach metzuya, a wind that could be expected to come, came and they flew and they did damage. Hechidomi, iba hadi the klaz lemaski. If they did damage as they're moving, so that's eish. Mashna eish the koyachim urbehem. What makes eish? What is unique about the mazik eish? That there's something else mixed in. The wind creates the eish, and it's memoincha. It's your responsible. And again, here Taisa says, the Eish doesn't have to be your fire that you made. But since you're responsible, it's considered yours. The Shemaras Alecha. Haninami. So when we speak about these different objects that you left on the roof in a place that they could fly and do damage. Haninami. Koich achem urbehem. Umemoin chav Shemaras Alecha. Says the Gemara, told the Eish, Keish. So says the Gemara, we're running out of options. Says the Gemara, v'ki kamer apapa, that the toldos are not like the Av, I told the regal. But ask the Gemara, we already established on Amr Aleph, regal, how come the told the regal, the regal? Says the Gemara, b'chatzi nezek tzroiris. There's a new halacha, that if an animal is walking, and as it's walking, pebbles shoot off, and they do damage, there's a halacha gemir law, that you don't pay nezek shalem, you pay chatzi nezek. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, I might call Ray told the regal. It's not the told the regal. It's a new mazik that you pay chatzi nezik. If anything, it's similar to Karen. Answers the Gemara, the Shalom and Aliyah. The halacha primarily, where we learn the halacha of chatzi nezik is by Karen. Karen, if it does damage, if an animal who does damage with Karen and is still a tam, it pays chatzi nezik. But there's another halacha. The chatzi nezek that the person who is responsible for paying the chatzi nezek of such a situation is only paid from the animal that did damage. So let's say you have an animal that did damage, Karen, that's a tam, pays chatzi nezek, but chatzi nezek exceeds the value of the animal, You won't have to ever pay more than the value of the animal. Here, by Tzroiris, even though there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that you pay chatzi nezek, you still only pay it, you pay it whatever it is, even if it exceeds the value of the animal. Says the Gemara, is that true? From a bai Rava, it's actually the subject of the question that Rava asked. The bai Rava asked the question, chatzi nezek Tzroiris, when we speak about chatzi nezek, but Megufa m'shalim, oy menali m'shalim. Says the Gemara, the Rava m'bailei, Rava, and the base of the question is, do we say that whenever you pay chatzi nezek, the halacha tells us the chatzi nezek is always only migufay, or is that a special halacha by Karen, which doesn't apply by regal? So the Gemara, Rava m'bailei, Rava might have had a question, Rapapa pshitalei, that you pay min aliyah. But ask the Gemara, okay, but L'Rava, the Mibayle Rava, who asked the question, Amai Karle told her the regal. It's possible that you pay from the animal, and then it's not regal, it's Karen. Says the Gemara, L'Poitri B'Shus HaRabim. The halacha is that you're only chayiv for Tzroiris if the animal entered the Rishus, the property of the Nizik. In Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't be chayiv. That's the halacha of regal, and that's the halacha of Tzroiris. Karen is even in Rishus HaRabim. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hamava Vahever, and the Gemara goes back to the question that I asked a little earlier. My Mava, exactly what is Mava? Rav of a Mava Zeh Odom. Rav said that Mava Zeh Odom Amazik, Shmuel Amar Mava Zeh Shein. Says the Gemara, Rav of a Mava Zeh Odom. What makes us say Mava Zeh Odom? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Om Shomer, Osa Boiker, Vegam Laila. The purse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that what is going to be in Klal Yisrael during this Laila, the Golus. And the Pasuk says, in Tevayu Bayu. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bring a biker, I will bring a Yeshua to Klal Yisrael, and I will bring Laila to the Rishoyim, in Tevayu and Tevayu, if you will ask. So we see that the word bayu refers to tefillah, and a person is considered what makes a person into a person. All of many mefarshim say the same pshat. It is that a person, what is the revolvai, so Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explain, what is the defining characteristic of a person? The defining characteristic of a person is, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, Lenefesh Chaya, and the Pasuk says, Leruach Mamalala. The ability of a person to daven, not just to have the ability to speak, but to use the words of his, to use his speech to daven, to be mespalul, that is what makes a person. As the Pasuk says, Vani Tfila. Vani, what defines me? Tfila, that I'm able to daven. Another shot that I saw is that the Pasuk, the Satmar Rebbe says this shot, the Pasuk has to tell us that the person who does Hezek is an Adam. Because we would think that a human being that does damage, really is not considered a person anymore. So the Pasuk says that even though the person took away his Tzelem Alekim, is that he's able to daven, that he doesn't do damage, he's still considered an Adam HaMazik. Another pshat is that, aside from what we're learning, that if a person does damage, he's held responsible, but he also has to ask mechila from that person who he did damage. And since he has to ask damage, has to ask mechila, so we see mava is connected to the mouth that asks mechila. The Pasuk in Parashas Bereishis says, V'chol siach ha'sodah tiem yeh ba'aretz, v'chol esev ha'sodah term yitzmach, kloyhemta Hashem alakim al'aretz, v'odem ayin la'avis adoma. So Rashi explains, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not bring rain? Because there was no human being to recognize the power of rain and the bracha of rain. So what does that mean? A person wasn't here yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring rain until a person davens for the rain. because explains the Shem Shmuel, that, as we just learned, is what makes a person into a person, that he davens for the rain. And therefore, if there's nobody to daven for the rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring the rain. But Shmuel's opinion is, Mav is Hashem. The Ksiv Eich Nechbesu Esav Nibu Mitzpunov. Umay Mashma, what is the explanation of the Pasuk? Krematagim Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef explains, if the Ichten Espalish Esav Iskalim Etmroi, how did the enemies, of Esav find Esav? And we were able to find where he was hiding. So we see that the word Mava refers to something that was revealed. And as we explained earlier, that is what Shane is all about. As Shane of Esav, the Shane is what is revealed, as we said, or sometimes not revealed. So we see that this pasuk makes sense to be connected to the Shane. So I saw a very nice pshat in the Sefer Tzeil HaAdah. The pasuk says, "For Yaretz Esav lekrosoi." When Yaakov Avinu came, Esav ran towards him. V'yishakeyu. And we look at the word v'yishakeyu in the Chumash. There are dots on the top of the word yishakeyu, and all the mafarshim explained that Esav really did not want to kiss Yaakov. He wanted to bite Yaakov. But Yaakov Avinu's neck became like a piece of marble, and therefore Esav's teeth fell out, and he had no choice. He was only able to kiss him. So we see that, what do we see here? That's pshat in this pasuk. How do we know that Esav really had a bad intention? If we look at the pasuk seems to say that Esav had very good intentions. So since the pasuk had very good, Esav had very good intention, why we say had bad intention? The answer is we see it from his teeth. The fact that his teeth fell out, nigu matzbenoisav, his hidden goal was revealed by the fact that his teeth fell out. Tosfos also points out, why was it kimetagim Rav Yosef? Because Rav Yosef was blind and he wasn't able to learn Torah shebiksav, because Dvarim shebiksav he had to reshar l'omer malpeh, and therefore, since he couldn't learn Torah shebiksav, he was very busy with learning Torah Shebalpeh, saying the Targum. Which opens up an important discussion. Can words of Torah Shebiksav be said by heart? So the general rule that the Rishonim and the Paiskim say is that if somebody's saying Torah Shebiksav in order to be mitzi someone else, then he can't say it Balpeh. But if it's not his goal to be mitzi somebody else, then he could say it Balpeh. Furthermore, psukim, this question comes up very often. People say Tehillim, and they know a lot of Tehillim by heart. Can they say Tehillim by heart, even though it's Torah Shebiksav? And many Paiskim suggest that if the psukim of Tehillim that you're saying, that you're reciting, the same would probably be with Krishma, are words that are very familiar to you, then there's no problem saying it by heart. Says the Gemara, for Rav, asked about Rav my Tamalam Kishmul, why doesn't Rav say that this Pasuk Mava refers to Shein? Amalach, Rav responds, Miktan and Niva. If the Pasuk was speaking about the teeth, it would say Niva. The teeth are sometimes revealed, but the Torah says Mava. The Shmul my Tamalam Karav, Amalach Miktan and Boya. If it's the Pasuk is speaking about the person, it should have said Boya. Ask them, Amichti, Kro loikim adayki v'loikim adayki. The psukim, the pasuk of Mava, doesn't point in any one direction more. So ask them, Rav, my tamaloikim Shmuel. So the maraton is shor, because Rav doesn't want to say that Mava means Shein, because the Torah, because the Mishnah, as the Mishnah began and identified, the Mishnah began and identified the various mazikin, it started with shor. So Shor includes all of the mazikim that are in the family of Shor. We didn't have to separate Shein out. V'shmul, hatana le Shmul. Says the Gemara, Rab makes a fair point. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, hatana Shor lekarna. The Mishnah mentioned Shor, which means Karen. And the Mishnah mentioned Mava, which means Sheinai. And the Gemara is going to explain in our coming shir why we need two separate categories, Shein and Karen.